Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Sinead?
Yeah.
Hi, Sinead. It's Aaron calling you from INS Law.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Is now a convenient time to talk for yourself?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. So all this call is going to be regarding, Sinead, is just about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. I gather some further information from yourself in regards to details about you. I'll tell you how we work as a law firm, and then I can also go through your care settings with you and the experiences you may have endured, okay?
Okay.
All right, just to inform you, Sinead, that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. And I'm just going to start off by gathering the generic information for data protection in the future. Okay, so I've got your name here, Sinead, as Sinead, surname Reed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how am I best addressing you? As a Miss, Mrs., MS?
Mess.
Miss. Okay, perfect. Do you have any middle names, Sinead?
Yeah, quite a few.
Okay, you can disclose them.
Crystal, Fiona, Elizabeth, Rose. That's it.
Okay, is that Crystal spelled with a
P.
RYS?
P. Yeah.
Yeah.
P-A-L.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So Crystal, Fiona, Elizabeth, Rose. Perfect. Okay, and I've got your email address here as SineadReid2011@live.co.uk.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And what's your date of birth, Sinead?
4th of December 1993.
Okay, perfect. And what's your home address?
74 David's Lane, Falkirk.
David's lawn, as did you say?
Yeah.
And that was in Falkirk.
Yeah.
It
Yeah.
DAVIDSLAWM?
SONLOM. It's David, and it's two words, and then LOM.
No, okay, yeah, I've got that here. FN2, FK27NJ.
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. Okay, and the best method to contact you, Sinead, obviously I've got you on the phone here. Are we able to send
Yeah.
you email and text us?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. And is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay. And would you like to nominate a beneficiary to your application?
And no.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, Sinead, so I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point, okay? All
Okay.
right, and is there any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to be aware of?
I know.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, yeah, so as briefly explained before, the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around the scheme. I'll explain how INS Law operates, and then I'll also discuss the funding and fees that are attached to ourselves as well, alongside gathering the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. Just bear with
Okay.
me one second, I'm going to get this fan to stop blowing at me in the office. It is still quite warm here, so I do apologise.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Thank you. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. you are entitled to apply to directly to the Scottish Visa Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Your second option is to instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the Scottish Government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So regardless of whether you are successful or not with your application, them law firms still will receive that £2,000 plus VAT. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. I do just want to clarify, Sinead, at this stage, are you being instructed by any other solicitors to represent you in the Scottish Redress Scheme?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, so with option three, Sinead, our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges on time and effort spent in your case and also a success fee as well. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%.
Okay.
So it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call. So if you do decide to instruct us, Sinead, we can assist with whether you are eligible to apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme. What we'll do is we'll gather and review all evidence that you give us over the phone today. What we'll do then is prepare and submit the application in order to obtain a application number on your behalf. We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme in regards to the communication of when we have received the application number, and also further down the line when we it comes to advising of any offer being made on your application. Once an offer is made and potentially accepted, there is a statutory waiver that is to be disclosed if an award is offered. But what we'll also do is give any assistance with any reconsideration or review of the process within the scheme. The statutory waiver that I've just briefly mentioned is basically if a redress offer is made and you accept the award, you then can't go and take the listed authorities that have been disclosed within the scheme. You can't then go and take out a civil claim against them itself because the scheme's already basically dealt with it for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And do you understand everything that I've said so far?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Sinead, you also do have a right to cancel as well. So if you do decide to proceed, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. So if that was the case, Sinead, would you like us to start work immediately on your case?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, that's perfect. What I'll also need from yourself as well, Sinead, is I'll need a proof of identity and proof of address as well, so we can verify who you are, and also for anti-money laundering regulations. So whether that be a passport, a birth certificate, or a driver's license, alongside a citizenship card, of course. And then also we'll need a proof of address dated within the last 3 months, and that can be a utility bill, bank statement, council tax, anything that's got your name on it, address, and it's also dated within the last 3 months.
Okay.
Excuse me, my apologies. Okay, so what I can do for you now, Sinead, is I'll go through your care settings with you and the details of anything to do with the care settings and experiences that you may have endured, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so can you potentially name the first care setting that you was placed at, please?
It's foster care. I've been in care since I was 5 months old, so I've been in quite a few foster care placements.
Yep, okay. Yeah, foster care, okay. And where about was your foster care, your first foster care placement?
Well, I don't know. I actually didn't know my first one ever until I was a baby.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
But it was in Falkirk area somewhere.
Okay. Okay, and when you say it was a baby, how what kind of year was it?
I was 5 months old when I got put in a care.
So that was still in 1993. 1993. And how long roughly do you know you were there for?
Well, I got moved around a lot when I was younger to different places. I only remember like two foster care placements that I had been in, and one was really bad.
Okay. Well, with obviously you having the two of memory then. Would you obviously because I'm only doing this this application on your behalf? Would you like me to start with the two that you can remember? And
Yeah.
obviously, okay, because then we'll get obviously the details from your care records of obviously further care placements. But obviously, you only have the recollection of two at the minute. So if you remember anything else or anything like that, we can always add it on throughout the process. But at least we'll have something to start and go off. Okay, so with sorry, go on.
I stayed with in Bonnet with one Ronnie Christie.
Say that again, sorry.
I stayed in Bonnet with in foster care with Wilma and Ronnie Christie.
Okay, bear with me. Did you say it was Ron S?
Ronnie, a Bonnet, aye, Bonnet and
Bonus.
Falkirk.
Okay, and you said it was Wilma and
Ronnie
is that
Christie.
RONN Y or
IE.
IE? IE.
IE.
Christine, okay. Okay, and when was you in the care of Wilma and Ronnie?
I think I was three.
Okay, so 1996. And how long was you with them for?
Until I was seven.
Okay, so
So
it's the
I'm
2000s.
forgetting.
No, that's okay. Okay, and then was you in foster care again after that, was you?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And what was the name of your place, your parents there, sorry?
Margaret and Graham Nimmo.
Margaret and Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah, Margaret and Graham. What was their surname?
Nimmo.
NIMMLE.
Oh. Not oh.
Nimmo.
Nimmo. Yeah.
And so that was from 2000. And how long was you there for?
3 years.
2003. Okay, perfect. Okay, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm just going to grab a bit of a brief statement from yourself. It doesn't have to be long, it doesn't have to be in detail. It's just.
I was in residential after that too, obviously. I got moved out of care into residential unit.
Okay. What was the name of that residential unit?
Electra Farm when I was 10, got put there, Electra Farm in Clare.
Okay, was that after 2004?
Probably, yeah.
Right, okay. With the Scottish
Or
Redress
after that.
Scheme, it's they only look at the care settings prior to 2000, the
Aye,
1st of
that's right.
December 2004. So I do apologise that we are
That's
unable
okay.
to add that residential care. Okay. Yeah, so what I'll do for you, Sinead, is that, yeah, I'll just grab a bit of a brief statement from yourself.
Okay.
As I said, you don't have to go into too much detail if you don't want to. We are going to grab a more in-depth witness statement off you down the line. This
Yeah.
is just more so I can just put into the application just so that the Scottish Government can recognise that there is a story behind it
Yeah.
behind it all. So I do apologize, but you are more than welcome as well to tell me exactly whatever you want. I can note it down anyway. It obviously this is your story. So yeah, whenever you're ready, with your first foster care with Wilma.
She was just horrible. She used to hurt us all the time. Well, I stayed there with my brother also, so I was she just used to hurt me all the time. And especially Ronnie used to smack me all the time. We didn't get fed or that. They would lock us in cupboards. She tried to do me in a bath before. She ripped my earrings out my ears before. I used to abuse us all the time. That's how I got removed from her care, because it was her and her own kids that used to do it to me and my brother. And we also lost a lot of weight because obviously we weren't getting fed.
Okay. So would they reject you of food, or would they use food
Yeah,
as a punishment?
they just in the food. They were just horrible. We used to get when we were going to the play group on like school, we'd tell the teachers, we would obviously tell the social workers and that, that we had marks on us and we were dirty and we weren't getting fed, we were always hungry or waiting bins.
You was what you was like was you looking through bins, did you say?
Yeah, just was trying to get something to eat.
Yeah.
Also, I think that was primary one, primary two.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm sorry that you obviously went through that, Sinead. That's obviously not nice being quite young, isn't it? Was the social workers, did you say, that they were aware of the marks from the physical abuse?
Yeah.
Okay. When you was looking through the bins for food, would that just be in the house, or would you potentially go?
We used to try and steal food and that, but we'd get hit for it. Like just in a packet of biscuits or something.
Yeah.
Anything, we'd try and hide behind the couch or something to eat it. But at school, the teachers used to just come out and try and give something to eat because then there was something to eat.
Yeah.
But I told my actual, like my mum, my real mum, what was going on, and she addressed the social workers and then things. It took a good while before we got moved. My brother moved first, and then it was me. I stayed there till it got really bad, and I was scared to go away. I ran away, and then they ended up moving me just because of the state I was in. I wasn't safe there.
Yeah, no, of course. So how was it that you made your mum aware of this? How was that contact?
I got contact with my mum, supervised by social work once a week. So on contact, I would say to her, and she would always ask how these marks over me, and I was cut and bruised, and I used to just tell my mum contact. We used to cry that I didn't want to go back.
Yeah.
I was scared of Ronnie because he was a big man. So, and when he was grabbing me and pushing me and hitting me, I was so small and vulnerable. I was
Yeah,
scared.
yeah.
And then I always had a fear. I grew up having a fear of men. I've always been scared of being men or left alone with men
Yeah,
because of
no.
him.
I understand that. And yeah, just obviously, just off topic, as actually, obviously, with how you're feeling there. I really do appreciate you being on the phone, especially to me being a male as well. I really do appreciate that. It does take some courage, and no, I obviously want to reassure you, I'm not here to judge you or, you know, criticize you in any way. You know, you've got a story to tell, and you know, it's a pleasure to be helping someone like yourself. So thank you for having that trust in myself as well.
Thank you.
That's okay. There's no need to thank me. Thank you. Okay, so you'd have supervised visits with your social worker and your and I told my mum that my foster I remember as Ronnie was a big man when he was okay. I've just obviously mentioned what you just told me then. When it comes to, you know, you briefly mentioned, you know, you were dirty all the time and stuff. So did you never really get any, like, baths or showers or anything?
No, but see, when they tried to bath us and that, they were just too rough and that, and they used to hold us down in the water. And I mind I hit my back of my head off the tap because they were shoving me in the bath. And
yeah.
It was just so we did do it, but I did not very often because we were always dirty and smelly. My mum used to always say, on contact, she wanted, you're getting a bath. She used to scrub me clean.
Yeah, and I understand that. What was the reason you went into foster care from your mum?
It was my mum and dad just had a volatile relationship. My dad was he's passed away now, but he was schizophrenic, and he was an alcoholic, so it was all violence, basically.
Yeah, it was all domestic violence and stuff for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. So obviously you can imagine you've gone into, you know, foster care to try and have a you know, potentially better...
Yeah.
upbringing and what your mum and dad could offer, and unfortunately, you know, you've you know, gathered these experiences, which of course isn't nice at all. You said obviously when making, you know, when Wilmer and Ronnie made the efforts to, you know, to bat you and stuff, they were rough in terms of, you know, you hitting your head on the tap.
Yeah.
What else was it? Did they say, like, you know, that it's kind of like, you know, throw you into the bath, would it be?
Yeah, and I used to have a bath with my brother, so it was just basically we got left unattended too, so it was. Oh, it was horrible. And then see, the other kids used to come in time, like when they were out of the bathroom, they pulled the handle up and that, and they used to scream to get out. And they just used to try and scare us all the time. It was like we always had to be living in fear. We were scared to even go to sleep in that because they used to hold our nose when we were sleeping. So when we woke up, we were choking.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like me to note down in terms of the care of Wilma and money?
No,
Is that
that's it.
what I was thinking of at the minute?
And when I moved to Margaret's, that was actually a good placement. I just that was just my main placement. I spent about 6, 7 years there, was petrified and abused there. That was the only really placement.
Okay. Well, what I'll do then is I'll remove the care setting of Margaret and stuff.
Aye, it was nice.
Just no, that's okay. I mean, obviously, I'd rather have it there just in case there was, you know, an unfortunate
Yeah.
experience. But obviously, when we do get your care records
I
back
do
from.
think Bob and Ronnie actually lost their jobs because lost the foster and hang duty. Me and my brother all think anyway. They went out to foster after me.
Okay. So I'm guessing that they lost their, you know, their right to foster. You
Yeah.
know, let's say, you know, due to negligence, would you put it down to?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but okay. What I'll do for you then, Sinead, obviously, and this is completely your choice. You will get to see this anyway when I send the application forms out to you shortly. Is I
Yeah.
can read the statement back to yourself just so you know what I've written on your behalf, and see if there's anything missing, anything that you'd like me to add, or anything before this does come to you. Would you like me to do that, or do you want me to just send you it?
Just send me a little thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's okay, it's not a problem. Before I save it, I'm just gonna have a little skim over, make sure I've done all my I's and my capital letters, so just bear with me a second. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I've saved that for you. I'm just gonna go back to the application and I'll remove Margaret and get Graham. Yeah, so when we do get your care records back, we obviously will see that you was in other care placements, but align on this with your application, that just goes to show, you know, you had the not so nice experience in the care of Wilma and Ronnie.
Yeah.
Okay. So with the redress scheme, they look at four types of abuse. They look at neglect, they look at physical abuse, they look at emotional abuse, and they also look at sexual abuse as well. Based on what you've told me, obviously, of course, you know, we can represent you. Yes, you are applicable to the scheme. There is two types of payments when it comes to the redress scheme. There is a fixed payment of £10,000, and this is just basically a fixed amount award, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But there is also a individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. That's decided by a closed independent panel. And what they do is they look at the level of abuse that you've suffered, the evidence that we'll provide, the supporting documents that we'll provide. And that's the route I'd like to go down with yourself, the individually assessed payment. Okay.
Yeah.
That's solely because of obviously the you know, the negligence that you've had, the severe, you know, physical abuse that you've had. You are more than applicable of the 10,000. So it's only right for yourself that we go down that path.
Thanks.
What I do need to clarify and just grab some further details of is, have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme for any advance payments or anything?
No.
No, okay. And were you known by any other names during your time in care?
Lamond.
So it was Sinead Lamond.
Ah.
Okay, could you spell that surname for me?
LAMOND.
OND. Okay, perfect. Okay, and have you changed your name at any time legally by deed, poll, or marriage?
No.
No, okay. And am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, please?
My mum's Shona Lamond.
And is it
My
Lamont
dad.
spelled with one M? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And your dad, sorry.
John Reed.
Okay, the only reason why I ask for them names, Sinead, is because with some of the care records or local authorities that we request records from, because you when you're in care and you're under the age of 18, they file the records in the names of your mother and father. So when or if they do ask for them required names, we can just give them off until they're giving you another call back and ask them for further information. We just gather it all as a whole. It may not be used, they may not request it, but at least we have it on file for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and where are you registered with your GP currently, Sinead?
Westbourne Medical Centre.
Westbourne Medical Centre. And that's on Westbourne Avenue.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Okay, and can you remember your address prior to being in care?
It'd just be my mum's address, probably. Well, I was just a baby, so it'd be my mum's address still.
Yeah,
Still lives
okay.
there.
Oh, does she? Okay.
Hi. 44 Mavis Bank Avenue, Shield Hill.
44.
Mavis Bank Avenue.
Mavis Bank Avenue. Yes, Shield Hill. Got that. Okay, perfect. Okay, and just so yeah, two more questions for yourself. Do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, that's completely fine. Have you spent 5 or more years in prison for your convictions?
No.
No, okay. And that's the reason why I say it's fine. Only
It's
because
not bad. It's not bad. So I've got an asthma. I've 2 years back for singing on karaoke too
Yeah, no,
loud.
fair enough.
But it's not bad, anything like that.
Yeah, no. No, the only reason why I ask is obviously if you had murdered or attempted murder, raped or sexually assaulted anybody, the scheme
No.
consider them convictions and you can be awarded a less more figure for your convictions. But yeah, that's completely fine with your minor convictions. Do you have any CICA claims, which is a Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority claims, open or at the minute?
No.
None.
No.
Okay. Okay, perfect. What the next steps next for you now, Sinead, is I can get these forms sent out to you via email. You can electronically sign the documents, and what basically is it, you get a text and an email. The text will be the link, which will be disclosed in the email as well. All you do is
Okay.
you click the link, it'll bring up the documents, and especially what I filled out for you today. Some of the fields will be blank, that's completely fine. Obviously, we fill them in at a later stage, they're not required at this time. That's more so at the end of the process when we fully submit the application back to the scheme with obviously your witness statements and supporting documents and whatnot. So some of the fields will be blank. You'll have a yellow box at the bottom which will tell you how many fields are required for your signature. Use that as a little bit of an indicator. So all you do is you click the yellow box, it'll take you to your first one to sign. You click on the box, it'll bring up the box, it'll overtake the screen, shall I say. You just scribble on the screen, you click apply, and then that'll populate the screen into that box. You can then click the yellow box again and it'll take you to your next required field and so on, if that makes sense.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, at the very bottom of the page, there'll be a little tick box just to say that the signature that you've provided is legally binding. You tick that to confirm and then it'll say submit application. Once you click that submit application, that'll come straight back to myself. And then once I receive that application, which if by any chance you can get around to it today, that'd be perfect. Obviously, but yeah, there is no rush. I can get your application sent straight off, and it takes about 2 or 3 weeks to obtain a application number on your behalf, so I can get the ball rolling for you straight away.
That's great. Thank you.
That's not a problem at all. It's my pleasure. You'll also receive a client care letter from ourselves, which is just basically a hi and welcome. This is who we are and what we do for you. The conditional fee agreement, which just explains our percentages again, which is the 16% plus VAT. And then also, a letter of authority as well, which is just basically you giving us the right to act on your behalf to obtain your records from your GP, from your care settings and whatnot. Perfect. And I'll also send you a separate email just with the request of a proof of address and proof of identity. Do you use WhatsApp at all?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. If you're comfortable enough, obviously WhatsApp is encrypted. If you're comfortable enough, you can send over your ID and proof of address via WhatsApp if it's easier for you. If not, you can just respond back.
Yeah, good. Well, you have a number that I can send it to.
I'll send you the message requesting for the proof of identity and address, and then you can reply back to that then, and then I'll upload them to your file. I get these forms sent out to you. If I haven't, say, received them by, just say, 3:30, I'll give you a call and see if you need any assistance. But if not, we are only a phone call away if you do require that assistance, and I'll send all that out to you now.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Any questions for me, Sinead?
No, that's everything. Thank you.
No worries. Perfect. Thank you very much for having the trust in me. I really do appreciate that. It's actually quite made my day. So I'm glad I've been able to help you with this. So go and enjoy your afternoon. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
All the best now. Bye. Bye now. Bye.
You too. Bye.